Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Managing Editor of Channel Marketer Report. And I have here with me today Jeremy Littlejohn, who is Product Manager of MyITAssessment.com. Jeremy, thanks so much for taking the time out to chat with me.
Sure, thank you.
So for listeners who are unfamiliar with MyITAssessment.com, why don't you give them a quick briefing and overview of what you guys do and, you know, what inspired the whole concept?
Absolutely. So MyITAssessment.com is a cloud-based IT assessment platform, and it's designed to enable customers and channel partners and manufacturers to collaborate as they work to build, you know, the best IT solutions for that customer. And it's kind of sprang from frustration that we heard from all of those teams, that the customer, the channel partner, and the manufacturer, who said, you know, we don't really know everything about a customer that we need to give them the best solution, or that it takes way too long and it's way too hard to get that. And we know we need to do it, but we're not sure how to go about it in a scalable, repeatable way. So that's why we created MyIT Assessment, to enable all of that.
Excellent. So that key benefit for those who, you know, operate and sell through the channel is being able to bridge that gap and better understand the wants and needs of their customers. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, it's all about being, for the channel partner, it's all about a consistent go-to-market activity that they can use as they take their own services and then the products that they resell to their customers. About helping that customer understand how those align specifically to that customer's issues. And it's really kind of flipping that model, becoming a customer-centric activity that the channel partner can perform.
Oh, that's excellent. And I know recently MyITAssessment.com had a few announcements regarding its own channel program called IT Health Check. Can you share a little more information on IT Health Check and what it entails and, you know, just general announcements coming from it?
Sure. Our Health Check program is a software as a service subscription, essentially, that allows channel partners to kind of drive this whole activity. Mm-hmm. So channel partners and manufacturers that can shape and kind of lead the solution conversation with their customers by, you know, having affinities towards different types of solutions because they know their customer base, they know their customers buy a particular vendor or something like that, so they want to make sure that they're, you know, giving them all the options they can for that vendor. So partners get a subscription from our service. That allows them to brand all of the output for their customer with their own solutions and their own affinities. It also allows them to get net new customers. So as we have customers come to our portal on a daily basis and want to do their assessment, we funnel those to our partners, to the channel partners that have Health Check subscriptions, so that they can assist that customer. And obviously, in a lot of cases, as a net new customer for them. So the other thing that we try to emphasize with our program, because we heard so much frustration about it from our partners, was to make it turnkey. So it's not something where we're going to give you a tool and now I've got to go out and, you know, here's a hammer, go figure out how to build a house. We're going to give you the house, basically. What we need you to do is, you know, open the door and work with your, sit down with your customer on the couch and come up with solutions. So we try to make every piece of it, from marketing assets, email templates, branding of the web portal, virtual appliances, everything about it is on demand and easy and turnkey for the channel partner.
No, it's excellent, Jeremy. And that turnkey piece we've noticed here at Channel Marketer Report is extremely important. So, you know, sort of taking a step back and looking at, you know, channel marketing and channel sales as a whole, is that turnkey piece, you know, becoming more and more important? And, you know, with that, what are the other key pain points or issues you see taking place in the space right now? Is it that lack of a turnkey approach? What's your whole take on, those trends?
Sure. I think that turnkey is part of it. Turnkey is certainly, not turnkey, right?
Right.
Whatever the situation is certainly an inhibitor for getting things done. What we have found when we work with our partners and with our manufacturing partners, and candidly for ourselves, because we have a channel that we work through, is just it's all about noise, right? There's so much noise. There's so many different products, so many ways to accomplish something that it's very difficult to stay top of mind. So if I have something I want to take through my channel, it's difficult to stay top of mind. If I'm in the channel, it's very difficult for me to know what I ought to prioritize, okay? What is best for my customer? What are the things we need to talk about? And so what we've focused on is an activity, because an activity is something you can do, and it's something you can measure. It's something from a lot of our channel partners, they're able to, they implement, and that's where turnkey comes in, right? If I'm going to use an activity, which is really the best way to do this, got to be turned. So doing an activity like an assessment, a network assessment, or any, a lot of the other activities, but that's a primary activity that drives a huge amount of revenue and has a massive ROI for partners and is fantastic for customers. So my IT assessment and our health check subscription is really all about giving partners and channel partners the ability to be at the core of that activity. So, yes, that's the number one activity we can do, and now I'm at the core of it. It's helping me filter out all of that noise, knowing what to talk to my customer about. It's helping my customer filter out the noise, and it's helping my manufacturer partners cut through the noise and reach me and communicate to me how their solutions help my customers. So it kind of works on three different levels, which is why it's been very successful.
Yeah, that's excellent. It seems like, you allow channel partners to have this sense of empowerment and just general understanding of, potential customers and current customers. And, that makes that connection a lot stronger. And I think that lack of communication and understanding is, not only a key trend that we're seeing consistently, but also a key problem. I think, regardless of whatever industry a company is in, buyers want to feel that their solution providers understand them, their business, and what they want and need out of a solution.
Absolutely. They want it customer-centered.
Yeah.
The customer wants to know, what are you helping me with? That's it. And that's all they should care about, right? I mean, that's what they're there for. They have to answer to their constituency, too, right? So I agree with you 100%, and that's frankly been a challenge with the whole model up till now is that, not to oversimplify, but we get a new widget, the manufacturer makes a widget, channel has the widget. Now, guys, go and find places for this widget. Instead of saying, hey, our customers have these needs, what solutions are available to them? And that's it sounds great, but not really many people do it. So to make it customer-centric, activity that the very first person we're going to provide value to is the customer. And that's for the channel partner too. The very first person they're going to help is the customer. And that's what builds that connection for them and turns into bigger deals, right? It gives them the ability to deliver that huge value at a very, very small cost. And again, they get the opportunity to uncover uncover opportunities for their own services at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, this little Q&A that we have here, Jeremy, is great because you're really, bringing to the forefront the benefits of my IT assessment and how you guys can help address all of those issues. But my question for you is, what's the go-forward plan for 2013? How are you guys educating companies on the benefits of my IT assessment? And, moreover, what trends do you see from a high-level perspective, for the coming year in terms of you know, the channel environment, channel marketing, and sales best practices. What do you think is going to be brewing this year?
Well, there's a couple of answers to that. So first of all, for our go-to-market, I mean, we're not any different than anyone else. We have the same challenges that everyone else has. So one of the things that we're doing is, and one of the benefits we have, is we've been running our program with companies like Cisco and HP for a while now. We've been running in the Cisco channel. They've been supplying these assessments to their partners since 2008. And for the HP channel, they're really ramping up their operations at the end of last year and into this year. And what that's done for us is it's built, we've been able to see what works and what doesn't for partners. What we're doing now is actually opening that to everyone. So that, you know, you don't have to be in one of those channels. You can certainly be in there and continue to participate and participate outside with us. But it's really about taking the results we have there, which is, you know, really, really fantastic numbers. Around $100,000 of booked business every time a customer is touched with one of our assessments. And so that, and a customer satisfaction rating is very high because they're spending that money to fix the issues that have been uncovered because they want to improve their environment. So we're taking that and just communicating those success stories to the rest of the channel community and letting them know that that's a fantastic activity that they can do. What we're seeing trend-wise right now is that a lot of people are trying to focus, again, on kind of core areas that they've done, that they know how to do. But, you know, we still see, certainly from the on the channel side, and increased activities continue to be around cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and cloud kind of reselling, cloud brokering, and those types of things between different, primarily here, public cloud services that people are offering. And we expect that will continue. In 2013, we'll have, for our assessments, several releases that help to address that, help customers, or help channel partners test their customers' networks for things like voice over IP and video and cloud services, testing into different public clouds. So those are all features that we're going to be releasing in 2013 so that we can help those channel partners continue that that trend.
Excellent, Jeremy. Well, it seems like there's going to be a lot of really great announcements and developments coming from MyIT Assessment, and as you said, I think that cloud piece is going to be coming more and more to the forefront in the coming year, so that'll be exciting to see how that develops and how it changes the channel. But Jeremy, thank you again so much for taking the time out to chat with me today, and thanks everyone out there for listening.